It's a humid late summer evening. The sun has gone down, but the air is still hot and thick. A group of young men are standing outside a small cabin on the side of a hill. They're trying to cool off after a full day laboring under the sun. Some have taken their shirts off. But they seem laid back. No complaints, says Miguel Ángel Cornau Gallegos.
Bueno, para mí todo está bien.
To me, it's all good. Everything's fine.
He and his peers seem to brush off questions about how they're doing, how they're managing the stress associated with their jobs, days that can stretch 12 to 14 hours, living in an isolated place, and being thousands of miles away from family.
Mientras andan en el trabajo, te mantiene.
The job keeps you so busy and tired, you don't have time to think about anything else, except for doing the work.
It's also worth noting that it's not easy to open up to strangers about emotions on the first meeting, especially around peers. Particularly within the Latinx community, talking about mental health can be stigmatized, and a culture of machismo adds to the challenge.
In my own family, I know that you didn't really speak about your feelings.
Jackie Antiveros, who's Mexican-American, is an outreach coordinator for Blue Ridge Health in Hendersonville.
I remember one time I told my siblings, "You hurt my feelings," and everyone laughed. You know, you bring that on to a man, you just don't. You're here to work. You're here to provide for your family. You're not here to speak about your emotional well-being, what you're feeling.
Blue Ridge Health and other providers across the state that work with the farm worker population are increasingly focusing on mental health concerns like depression and anxiety. And almost by accident, Antiveros discovered a way to break through some of those cultural barriers. It started in July when she went on a standard intake visit to a migrant camp, but decided to bring along markers and paper. She invited the men to draw home and what they miss.
A lot of these guys, they're jokesters. So at the beginning of the presentation, you know, they were just saying, "I miss the food from Mexico."
But Antiveros says the tone shifted when one man, Javier, showed his drawing. It read, "Lo que extraño más de México es la libertad."
He said he missed the freedom that he had in Mexico. And that sort of everyone kind of just like got quiet and they were like, "Oh yeah, that's really true." It was something that they didn't even realize that they missed until someone brought it out.
She says it opened up a space for them to talk about their feelings and realize they weren't alone. From there, she was able to encourage them to access the clinic's counseling services.
Breaking that ice and saying, "Actually, I'm here to help you as a whole entity. I want to get to know you. I want to dig deeper," has helped them see, hey, it's okay to talk about your emotions. I promise I'm not going to think of you as less of a man. I'm not going to think of you as less of a worker. And I'm not going to think of you as weaker, because you're telling me what it is that you miss, how it is that you're feeling after the death of your father, how it is that you're feeling because your wife is missing you.
Which brings us back to the migrant workers camp in Franklin. The group of men are heading inside the kitchen for dinner, carnitas and black beans. David Cruz Lopez stands alone outside in the darkness. His face is lit by the cell phone in his hand.
I feel sad because my girlfriend in Mexico, she just broke up with me.
Lopez says they were together for 4 years.
I feel a little bad because it was over the phone, not in person. The reason is because I left to work here in the United States. She says, "Now I don't want to be with you because you're so far away. It's not going to work." And now I'm sad.
He brushes off a tear and heads inside to join his peers. Cruz has to eat dinner, get some sleep, and work another day. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.